Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ryder is up, and Brian, give me a call to post. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, as we get set for the Preakness tomorrow at Pimlico, it's time now to check in with our favorite sports handicapper, checking in from the Windy City, Chicago, Illinois, the one, the only, Ernie Abood. What's up, Ernie?
Never get tired of the call to post. Never get tired. I think school children across America should wake up to that sound, that there bugle, every morning before they go to school and class every day. Never get tired of calling the post.
That'll get you up in the morning, won't it?
Is that your ringtone? Is that your ringtone for JT when he calls you, Ernie?
Yes. Has it been 2 weeks since the shock of the world? We witnessed the shock of the world.
That was terrible.
It has. Still to this day, right? People are still talking about Rich Strike and the 50-1 long shot winning the Kentucky Derby coming from nowhere, and you had a part in it because you gave the good love tap or nod to the jockey on that horse.
Yes, yes, I did. Yes, I have a lifetime memory of making a connection and not backing it up.
Hey, Ernie, so here's the deal. So Rich Strike not participating in the Preakness, so there's obviously no Triple Crown winner this year. What does that do to the rest of the field? We see there's only 9 horses running. Now, we know normally the number goes down anyway. 20 horses at the Kentucky Derby, down to 9 at the Preakness. Is that a normal size field?
Yeah, it runs anywhere from 9, 10 to 11. You know, the Preakness doesn't draw, of course, a big field as traditionally the Kentucky Derby. No Rich Strike this year, boys. I think that's a testimony that, number one, the connections, the trainer, the owners want to do what's best, what's right for the horse. And they realize that, hey, the Kentucky Derby win was an anomaly, a once-in-a-lifetime win, with the speed, the fractions, with the whole front pace collapsing and allowing that horse to get through traffic and close with a strong finish to win that race. So I think they came down to earth. They came to their senses and said, you know, we were very fortunate. The conditions, how we prevailed during those conditions in the Derby, chances are very likely we're not going to see that again in the Preakness. So let's just sit it out, rest, and point toward the Belmont mile and a half.
All right, I'm looking at this 9-horse field, and the favorite for the Kentucky Derby is also the favorite for the Preakness, and that's Epicenter. Last I saw, 6-5 odds. He was the Derby runner-up. Should we expect to see him cash in this time? Do we expect him to cross the finish line first in a smaller field and a shorter track?
Everything on paper points to that horse winning this race. He's done it all. I mean, the fact that he was on the lead with just maybe a few more gallops to the finish line in that blistering meltdown pace at the Derby says to me that horse has the stamina. That horse is still ready for some more. So, you know, his speed ratings are very, very strong, and he showed a lot of character to stay close to that pace in the Derby. And he had the lead. He had the Derby in his hands. He was smelling the roses right there. And I don't know where Rich Strike came along inside and stole it from him. So Epicenter is definitely a strong horse that is a strong, strong favorite to win this race. You can't go wrong with putting a few bucks on Epicenter. He will be there at the first call, the second call, and in the stretch. Unless this horse's wheels is just falling off where he's so tired from the Derby trail. Well, I can't imagine the trainer, Steve Asmussen, would put him in a race if he sees or shows any signs of weakness or being tired or not ready for the race.
That's a good point. The other 9 horses that are in this field, how many of the other ones ran in the Derby? Because I didn't really study per se, the entire field of the Derby. I know that Epicenter was in the Derby, and that's the only one that I can really recollect. Are there any others on this field that ran two weeks ago?
There are two that went head-to-head. They went head-to-head with Epicenter. That would be the number one horse, Simplification, who finished fourth in the Kentucky Derby, 3.5 lengths behind Rich Strike, and Happy Jack, number six, who finished 14th in the Kentucky Derby, 19 lengths behind. He's your long shot at 30-1 in this race. And there's also another one, Fenwick, at 50-1. So there are two other horses, JT, that he went head-to-head with in the Kentucky Derby, and Epicenter blew him away.
Should people, if they're wagering on this, throw $10 down on both Fenwick and Happy Jack, because this could be the year of the upset?
You know what? This could be the year of the upset. This could it could be a continuous, you know, nothing makes sense type of theme the past 2 years. why not? I mean, Fenwick at 50-1, he's going to go right on the lead. He's going to go right on that lead with another horse called Early Voting that's 7-2. But the other long shot, Happy Jack, he's not going to be on the lead. Okay. So just the fact that Fenwick was going to get on that lead quick, who knows? He may go wire to wire. So is it worth $10 to put on him? You know, maybe 10 to win, 10 to place, maybe 20 to show you, you know, if he finishes third, you get your money back and make a little bit more. But, you know, there's a little history here between long shots and favorites with the Preakness. It's not like the Derby and the Belmont. Over the years, the Kentucky Derby has seen its share of long shots come through. Same for the Belmont. Not so much for the Preakness. It's a shorter race, smaller field, and a lot of times the horse or horses that go in the Derby go to the Preakness. So those horses finish strong. They're usually your favorites. So long shots traditionally do not have a strong case for the Preakness.
Because what is this saying, Ernie? Speed, what?
Pace makes the race.
Pace makes the race. This is the shortest of the Triple Crown races.
Right.
1.25 miles at the Derby, 1 3/16 Preakness, and then the long route, man, the mile and a half at the Belmont. Ernie, is there 2 weeks in between these two races like the first two? Is it a little bit longer?
Preakness 2 weeks after the Derby. Belmont's a little longer, 3 weeks.
I thought so.
Give the horses an extra week to rest their legs.
Man, that turnaround. That's incredible. You know, normally, if a horse like Epicenter, for instance, ran the Derby 2 weeks ago, when would a horse like that normally run again if it weren't for the Triple Crown?
Well, that's a tough call. I mean, it depends on how the horse feels. It depends if there's any bleeding in the horse. It depends on any soreness in the horse's legs, ankles, knees. Typically, horses, your premium quality horses, they take about a 4 week rest.
Okay.
If you look at the past performances, if you look at the racing form and look at each line item, the date, there's about an average of 30 days or so. So it's exceptional that horses do what they do during the Triple Crown Trail. You know, it's just these horses, they're bred for speed and stamina, and their ankles are so thin, these horses, they can succumb to injury. They have to treat these animals, these athletes, with a lot of tender care. So, to pull off a Triple Crown is an exception to the rule in the history of a thoroughbred race.
Should we look at this race and try to bet an exotic wager, or should we just go simply at the winner? With only 9 horses in there, you could try to box something, but heck, it's hard enough to pick one winner, let alone 3, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you can box, take 3 horses and box it and make a couple extra bucks. There are 3 horses in here that I think are going to be 1, 2,
here we
and 3.
Go.
And I'll mention them right now if you like.
Good.
And we talked about Epicenter, can't go wrong. And there's also another horse that's going to go on the lead right away, and that's a horse called Early Voting. Early Voting knows nothing but the lead, and Early Voting is a very, very fast, speedy horse. He was in the Wood Memorial Grade 2 race. He finished second, just a neck behind Mo Donegal, and that's that horse we talked about 2 weeks ago. Mo Donegal came from behind off the pace and just nipped him at the wire. But other than that horse has done nothing but win races. He's also trained by Chad Brown. Let's turn the clock back, JT. 2017, you made a nice call at the Preakness. You predicted Cloud Computing would win that race. Chad Brown was the trainer. So he's taken a similar strategy with, like he did with cloud computing, what he's doing with early voting. Resting him, didn't enter, put him in the Kentucky Derby. He could have, but he pointed him to the Preakness. So keep an eye on this horse at 7-2. Could potentially go wire to wire. He's much more legitimate going wire to wire than all the other long shots that are going to go out there right away.
And who's the third one? You mentioned Epicenter, early voting.
The third one is the filly. We have a filly in here going up against the boys. Very rare. And that's a horse called Secret Oath, trained by D. Wayne Lucas. I think he's 86 years old now. So Secret Oath did win the Kentucky Oaks. That's the race before the Kentucky Derby on Friday. It's the race for all three-year-old females. And I did actually handicap, and I did win with Secret Oath. And Secret Oath, I would recommend everyone to keep an eye on Secret Oath. Secret Oath's trips the last two, three races have been very wide, yet she went on to win the last race, the Kentucky Oaks, won by two lengths. The race before that was the Arkansas Derby, also against the boys, and she got roughed up, bothered at the break, and she finished third, 3.5 behind. And prior to that, she won most of her races. So Secret Oath is a horse that has a very good turn of foot, beautiful constitution, very wide trips, though. So if this horse decides to get, you know, closer to the rail, and that's the thing about Pimlico. Pimlico's rails are very tight. You want to hug that rail. So if she can hug that rail and not, you know, get into a wide trip, Secret Oath could come make a charge late at either Epicenter or get by early voting.
A lot of chalk there, Ernie. It's not like you to really go after some of the front runners in a race like this. Do we expect someone like this Mattress Mack to throw his hat into the ring and change these odds again?
Haven't heard anything about Mattress Mack placing a bet. If anything, he may do something with Happy Jack. Why? Because Happy Jack's brother is Smile Happy. So Smile Happy is owned by Mattress Mack. So there's some relationship and bloodline and all of that. So I haven't heard him coming in and lowering odds on one particular horse.
All right, tell me if this would be a good bet. I got $50 to bet, Ernie, all right? And we're talking with our expert handicapper, the one, the only, you know him, you love him, you can't live without him on these three races, Ernie Abu joining us, right? Here's what I'm looking at. $50, I'm going to break it up into $5, $10 bets, okay? I'm going to throw 10 on Fenwick and 10 on Happy Jack just in case, right? The two long shots. And then I'm going to go trifecta, and I'm going to use the three horses you gave me in different patterns, early voting, Secret Oath, and Epicenter, $10 each on a trifecta for that. What do you think?
Well, if you go with a three-horse box trifecta for $1, that's going to cost you $6. Mm-hmm. So okay. Do the math. You've got 10 on Fenwick. That'll pay nice if it wins. 10 on Happy Jack, nice if it wins. So you've got 40. You got $30 left over. Go with a $5 trifecta box. Epicenter number 8, early voting number 5, Secret Oath to Philly number 4. They can come in any order, and that'll pay nice. That'll pay very nice.
I'm writing it down because watch and wager at Northfield Park. You can go up there and place your bets and check it out.
A $2 try box is $12, right?
Correct. So if you put a $1 three-horse try box, that equals $6.
Correct.
So if you put $5 on, 5 times 6, that'll be $30.
Right, the remaining $30 I have.
Put 10 on the two long shot, 10 and 10.
There you go. That's the way I'm going to do it. I'm going to try and get out to MGM Northfield Park, and if I can, that's how I'm going to throw that baby down.
You're going to be excited watching that race. Epicenter's going to be right there. And I've been going back and forth between Epicenter and early voting. I'm going to, for the record, you can put me down. Epicenter in the race.
All right.
Followed by early voting with Secret Oath to be third.
Okay.
I think that's your order.
5-4.
Yeah, something like that. And you're looking at number 8, 5, 4. So Epicenter, you can't go wrong. That's a beautiful horse. Really impressed me in the Kentucky Derby, considering the pace was so outrageous that the whole thing collapsed and he was still able to stick around and pick up the pieces says a lot about the quality of that horse.
Ernie, is Baffert knocked out of this as well, or was it just Kentucky?
No, he's knocked out. Maryland Racing Commission has banned him as well for 90 days. 90 days. Churchill's banned him for 2 years.
So will he then?
That's the state. So the state of Maryland has banned him for 90 days.
All right.
Will he show up in New York?
Kentucky has banned him. New York has banned him for 90 days.
Oh, wow.
So you're not going to see Baffert around the Triple Crown race this season. Churchill's the only track that banned him for 2 years, so he won't even be around for next year's Derby.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Yeah. That each is different. This year, none of the Triple Crown races he'll be there and be involved with. How about this? I did some research just for you, Ernie. How about this? The favorite and the second favorite haven't finished 1-2 at the Preakness since 1981.
Where'd you dig that up?
How about that? When I do my screenshots and I'm looking for stuff to talk about, I usually use that in screen. But I said, you know what? I got to impress that expert handicapper, the man, the myth, the legend, Ernie.
Highly recommended. You've been hanging out with JT's brother, Nick Turk, statisticians, hanging out with Nick Turk, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. So you got to factor that in then. If you're picking Epicenter, whoever the second favorite is, you might want to also bet on somebody else to come in second
favorite. That's a good statistic. Go ahead.
I'll throw real quick one more horse in real quick, boys. And that would be Creative Minister number 2. It's a horse that was thinking about entering the Kentucky Derby, but they basically bought his way into this race, paid $150,000 to get his way into the Preakness. This horse is pretty good to keep an eye on. It's a 10-1.
I love a 10-1 shot.
He may surprise a lot of people too. So that's probably my long shot that I may throw something in on my exotic.
Great value right there. Okay, here's a little trivia question for both you guys. Now you go to the Kentucky Derby. The song is "My Old Kentucky Home." You go to the Belmont in a couple of weeks. They sing "New York, New York." Can either of you tell me the Preakness song?
The Preakness?
Oh, gosh. Too.
Kenny, I'll start with you first.
Who let the dogs out?
No, come on.
I don't know.
Ernie, you want to take a shot at this one? Name that tune?
My old black-eyed Susan.
Those are the flowers.
I don't know. I don't know.
Run for the Roses, black-eyed Susan. You are on pace there, but you would be wrong. Maryland, My Maryland is the song of the Preakness.
Yes. You know what? I knew that, and I forgot that.
Maryland?
I'll give you guys $100 worth of bets if you can sing the song.
I had no chance. I just remember my brother lived in Baltimore for a while, and he's gone to this race, as
has
a couple of my other cousins, but I've never been to Pimlico. It's one of those places I like to go. You know, people tell me, you've got these bucket lists. Go to Notre Dame Stadium. I could care less about the Fighting Irish. Not a fan. I'm a Buckeye through and through. But if I had my choice and somebody says, you got a bucket list, where would you like to go? Already been to a Kentucky Derby. I'd love to go to the Belmont. And I wouldn't be upset if you took me to the Preakness. And I'd also like to get out to Santa Anita one of these days.
Yeah, Santa Anita is definitely on my bucket list. Del Mar in San Diego. But to be honest with you, Pimlico, where they have the Preakness, is not a nice facility at all. It is a dump. It's in a distressed area of Baltimore, Pimlico. It's actually, it's just not a good area.
You're talking about a guy, my home course was Mountaineer. Anything's a step up.
That would be true. But you know what? The neighborhood might be safer in Mountaineer than down there.
There is no neighborhood. It's a river.
It's crazy. The track is... it's just in a bad area, and it's a different crowd, and then you go to the Belmont, which is in Elmont, New York, part of Long Island, which is a nice area. So yeah, it's the Preakness. I've never been to the Preakness, so it's definitely I do want to get to the Triple Crown Trail someday.
Well, I think we should target next year. Ernie, find us the sponsors. You, me, and JT, we do shows from the three different cities on Friday and then stay for the races on Saturday, even do a lead-up show on Saturday. What do you think?
Yeah, we can get some credentials and go and interview. I mean, everybody had access to Eric Reed, the trainer of Rick Strike. He was a good guy, welcomed everyone, answered all everyone's questions. We could have had access to all those guys. So why not?
Ernie, you ever been to Keeneland? You ever been to Keeneland in Kentucky?
Never been to Keeneland. That's another premier, beautiful, pristine racetrack facility. Keeneland.
All right.
That's a beautiful area, beautiful part of the country to see some good blue bloodline horse racing.
Well, Ernie, give us a little parting shot and get us ready for the Preakness Stakes.
All right, JT, Kenny. Thanks very much for checking in. Good luck to all your listeners. Remember, you can't win if you don't play. May your tickets be live.
Attaboy.
There he is. The man, the myth, the
it's
legend.
Not our
listeners.
It's all of our listeners, Ernie. You're included in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All of our listeners. All of your listeners. Good luck.
Enjoy it, Ernie.
Can't win
all right.
If you don't play. Love it.
We'll talk to you in 3 weeks.
Epicenter, guys. Epicenter.
All right, we got you.
Okay. Bye. He's calling his shot on his way out the door right there. He's saying Epicenter.
You can't win if you don't play, but you can lose if you do play.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true. And you can lose if you listen to Ernie with us.
I had a friend one time that used to say this all the time. Winning is fun, losing is funny.